be seated. You know, you got carried away with this song. You should have stayed with the first. Because when you sang it, three angels came down. They came down. So I have to line up with their order. It was Moses that said, God told him to go. He said, you have not told me who you are sending with me. It was then that we realized that men don't go just because they want to. They are sent. And there will be testimony and witness to the fact that you are sent. Skill in the things of God will make you to understand the help that God has given you and how you are supposed to take advantage of it. If not, you can be like the layman at the pool. He said, I don't have anybody. Meanwhile, the solution is there with him. I saw a sister that the fire of God will come on that sister so strong that she will pray everywhere she is for the next 7 days. You can't stop. I just hope you can eat for 7 days. 7 days. 7 days. Let's see if we can touch the scripture a little. Amen. My friend, join me in 15 minutes, else we'll not be able to do much. Into the book of Acts. Acts chapter 1 verse 6, let's start from verse 3. If you are with me, say amen. We need to build so that when things start happening, you will have where you can stand on. Start from verse 3. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them. How many days? How many days? That my sister is not with us. How many days? How many days? Chukwu the Orona is not with us. How many days? Glory to God. Speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of what? Then verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. Next verse. For John truly baptized with water, but he shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. The next verse. This is the scripture of interest. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again? What? If your Bible is your own, underline kingdom of Israel. If it's not your own, don't write on somebody's Bible. Let's check Luke. Just put your hands here. Let's check Luke chapter 10. Luke 10, verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer. If you are there, say amen. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do So what? Now, I want to build from somewhere. Part of the reason why you are having challenge understanding the basics of this. Do you know, I don't like that light. Remove it. It's affecting me. If we can't walk, let's leave it. What is wrong with the light? Let's fix it. It's affecting my eyes. Now, part of the reason why you're not able to understand basics of this our teaching is because of the fact that you are not an average Jew. If you're a Jew or an Israelite, already culturally you would have understood the fundamentals of our teaching. And there are three major Abrahamic religions in the world. One is Judaism. Remove that. Remove it. One is Judaism. Two is Islam. Correct. Even the third one is Christian. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Now, there is something consistent at the foundation of these three Abrahamic religions. They have a concept. They have something built in their foundation that is the basis of all of their engagement. An average Muslim is kingdom-minded. An average Jew is kingdom-minded. Now, a normal Christian is kingdom-minded, but we don't have normal Christians. We have Christians that say, when they come for prayer, they say, buy me shoe, buy me house. If God gives them 1 million, they go and do birthday party. They do naming ceremony for their child. But a Muslim, if 1 million enters his hand, the next thing that comes to his heart is kingdom. So just because he had 1 million, you won't know that malam that is opening your gate already has 1 million in his bank account. Because all his money is going into kingdom. If they tell you what many of those people are sponsoring, you'll be shocked. So they will be willing to be sleeping at your gate as long as the kingdom is moving forward. So this is why they leave and wake up. This is why they don't just go to school, because that's why many of them, they stop them from going to the kind of school that you go to. Because when you are through with going to that kind of school, you'll be robbed of kingdom mindset. They will tell you that you are secular, that the world is just moving to any end, just follow the trend. So they will extract an average Muslim from that kind of teaching. From the beginning of their teaching, they are taught to know kingdom. Are you with me? So when they go to school, it is because of kingdom. When they make money, it is because of what? When they marry, it's because of what? When they have friends, it's because of what? That is why they can allow you to have everything. They can't allow you to have the political post. Because they know that that is the clearest expression of kingdom authority in this natural sphere. So you can be going to school. Haven't you noticed? The most educated are down west. I think I preached this thing last year. Why am I saying it again? Jesus Christ. I just remembered now. I say something like this. The most educated are down. Yet when it comes to matters of kingdom and politics, we find out I was in the north. I went to go and preach, and we see houses like this. Huh? The kind of campaign, the structure we are seeing as a matters borders on politics is so robust, but the schools we are pulled down and burnt. But as long as it's politics, there is strong structure behind it to make sure that it prospers. Do you know why they are doing it? They are not there just because they want to be president. They are there because there is a kingdom agenda that they want to propagate. And it so happens that the decision of government is the most fitting for them to do that. Are you with me? Now, this is what I mean. There are many things you will want to do for God. You know, for example, you want to hold a 1 million man crusade. And then the governor of this state comes and says that there is no meeting that should exceed 100,000 people or 50,000 people. My brother, as much as you want to do it, you have to obey that command. Let's assume that in this government house, that the man that is your governor is Elijah. Say after me, Elijah. I didn't hear you. Say after me, Elijah. And then as he's moving in the government house, he saw witchcraft. What will Elijah do? Huh? What will Elijah do? He will call down fire. Just because he's in government house, has not taken his fire away. You are not with me. Because an average person that is well tutored in Christendom do not leave his tools behind. Actually, he understands that the reason for the tools is for those places. So, this is first thing I want to establish. That an average Jew is after one thing. So that you understand the foundation behind the kind of teaching and the kind of words that are used in the scripture. You will not understand many things the way they are written, except you understand the culture of the Jews. I think there are Bibles and there are books that specifically deals on the culture of the Jews, especially in those times. Are you with me? So you understand the setting behind many of the things that are said. There are many things you thought you understand in the Bible, but you never understand it until you know the average setting of a normal Jew. For example, you have heard the scripture that said that it is easier for a rich man to what? So, what is the eye of the needle? You are not a novice. So, that eye of the needle is actually a physical location, actually. So that eye of the needle is a gate in the city. So it's only certain kind of people. It's like, you know that kind of gate. How many of you? Me, I lived in the village with my grandmother. And those days, there is the door they have at the back. I don't know if they, do they still have, when they finish building the main gate, they will now build the back one. Now, it's not the kind you have now. The one that my grandmother had. You have to do like this to pass. Are you getting the point? So the scripture is saying it's easier for a camel to pass through that small gate than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom. That means that the rich man has to be reduced to the size of the gate. So it's not about whether you are rich or poor. What is important is that your size be reduced to the gate. Once your size can fit the gate, then you can enter. That's one. So, hold it. One. We are holding one thing now. What is that? That an average Jew, in the context of the culture, within the time that the scripture was written, is fundamentally interested in kingdom. Say after me. An average is fundamentally interested in the kingdom. So that is what I was trying to show you in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 6. After Jesus has, do you know what Jesus did? The Bible said he showed himself with all infallible proofs. Some of the time he will eat bread, multiply, disappear, appear. When he finished, this guy said, kingdom. You are not with me. So they were not moved by those signs and wonders and all those things. They are in their own mind. As long as miracles, signs and wonders, money, whatever it is, cannot advance the kingdom, then it's a waste. They were not impressed by everything that Jesus was doing. After everything, they still asked him, when will you what? Restore the kingdom of Israel. Even though in this context, they are not totally correct because they were asking about a physical kingdom. But the kingdom that Jesus is about to introduce is a spiritual kingdom. Meanwhile, the influence of the spiritual kingdom is not limited to the spirit realm. As a matter of fact, dominion in its accurate context is spiritual. Dominion in its accurate context is spiritual. Let me explain what I mean. See, I was doing youth service, and then after praying for some time, fasting, I woke up one day in the night. And I stood, I faced this side of the place, and I said, from today, I'm in charge of this territory. You see, That is part of the things you are actually taught in the teachings of dominion, to declare, to see, to say you are entitled to. When I said it, then a principality arise. And that was when I knew that actually there was somebody in charge of this place before. I say again, there is no territory without somebody in charge. Touch your neighbor, say, there is no territory without somebody in charge. So it is actually a proof. It is a good thing and a bad thing that when you woke up in your father's house, all the things stopping my family from making progress, today I stop you from working. And then when you said it that night, the kind of warfare you experienced in your life, you never saw it before. Somebody came and told me that normally where she uses, she sleeps, comes back, nothing happens, she's enjoying herself. When she started praying with us, doing some certain business, she went to sleep in that place, and the kind of war was too much. She said, is it just because and warfare are coming? Should I stop praying? No, the truth is that nobody recognized that thing you are doing and calling it Christian life for the past 10 years. The reason why those principalities and demons responded is because this is when you started living the life. And when you start living the life, there will be feedbacks. Say after me, feedbacks. Those feedbacks is a proof that a cargo has entered the territory. So your presence has not been recognized. Some people, you have gone to church for long, but Satan is not aware of you. Try it. There are some prayers you make in the night, you wake up sick. You wake up in the morning sick. Try it. Some of you have tried it. There are some fasting you will do. There are some people you even went to pray for, and as you are praying for them, their sickness came on you. I know you will not agree, but it's true. Because some of those sicknesses are caused by witchcraft. And the demons causing the sickness is still hanging on the person. So when you came with this, whatever you are doing, the demon will say, even you, yourself, slap your head. It is just the slap that you are suffering. The main one have not come. There was a man of God. He was a choir director. He was a choir director, so he normally sleeps with the damsels in choir. So one of those days, because of the way he dressed, maybe he dresses like me, so he's already looking like a man of God. One day, a lady that was demonized appeared, so they invoked him as a man of God to come and deal with this situation. When he appeared and said, I bind you, demon, I command you to come out. The demon laughed. He said, even you. That's what the demon said. Even you, self. So others are casting. Even you are casting me. The guy said, shut up your mouth. Come out. Shut up. Come out. As he was coming close to shut the lady down. Now, when somebody is possessed, he functions with superhuman powers. I've been to crusade, and a slim and slender lady, 4 hefty men couldn't hold her down, because the power that is operating is, it's just like when some of us, there is a place we enter in our functionality. If you knew me before, I'm not the one. Many things that could happen. It's not just that I am transformed, even the clothes I'm wearing. We might not get there, but we can try it. I can keep my clothes and tell you to pick it. If you can pick it, then you are strong. That means there is something about us that affects. Are you getting the point? Now, when the guy said that, the second thing that the lady did was that he now used backhand. Say backhand. Slap the guy. What? The kind of slap that his lips tore and blood was flowing everywhere. The guy escaped. That wound is still dirty now. Since that day, he stopped casting devils. Now, this is what I'm trying to say. Dominion is first spiritual. So what the demons recognize is stature that you have gained in the spirit. It is not so much about what you are doing in the natural. Are you getting the point? So if we try to exert dominion in the natural without first approximating in the spirit to the level and rank it takes for us to do that, then we become victims. Let me give you an example, practical example. Do you know that many commissioners, governors, and all these people, they are elders in churches. They are pastors. At least there is, I don't want to say, there is one in high place in Nigeria. Huh? That one you are thinking is the one. Now, in my own opinion, the man is good. That's my own opinion. Huh? If the man comes out from that place, he can still discharge his duty. Because I found out that the easiest place to do this thing is inside church. When you come out with what you have, once you say you are pastor, everybody will keep quiet and be behaving well. When some of these ladies and some of these people you are seeing, when you meet them outside, they will see that, my God, they are tigers. They can deal with you. So the only reason why they are respecting you is because you are inside church. And they are calling you bro. They are even calling you pastor. When it matters, they will call you your name. They are just giving you respect. What's your name? Nawal. So they can be calling you man of God, sir. When it matters the most, they will call you Chinedu. Forget that we are doing church. Let's face matters now. If it's not because of that, I would have put you in your, and then they will change to grammar or vernacular. Anyone that will pass their message the best. When they are through, you will wonder, you will be looking for yourself, you won't find yourself. That is when you will find out that all those things you are doing in church is just the structures of men. There is no power in it. Satan doesn't respect it. Even human beings don't respect it. But I've seen men that never spoke to me, but I knew they were carrying God. Something in them held me to behave in a certain way. When I was in campus, there was a guy, very gentle guy. The guy will just shake your hand like this and leave. When he shakes my hand, something enters me. I can't explain it. I say, who is this guy? Meanwhile, I saw fellowship president with suspended trousers. And when you greet them, they say, bro, is well with you. My brother, nothing is well with you. It was then that it took me time to find out that all they were doing is just package. That there is no substance backing up what they are doing. Anyway, years proved it didn't last. Are you with me? So, if you gain dominion in the spirit, no demon in hell can stop it from manifesting here. In fact, a season will come, you will not want to do many things. People will be coming to you. Things will be navigating to you. Responsibilities will be coming to you, both from human angle and from divine angle, because of the stature, the place that you have entered in the spirit. You can even come and say, I'm a child. God doesn't recognize the fact that you are a teenager. Are you still a child when you have been praying 10 hours for the past 10 years? For the past 3 years? Some of this, my guy, people like Ugochukwu and Jasper, when I knew them 2017, they have been doing 10 hours since that time. Done Bible school, many things. So for you to come and say we are age mates, you are a fool. Oh. You are not their age mate. So when you see them, responsibilities are being given to them. Higher and higher. When they pray for 1 hour, God, I say you can be like that. That's what I'm saying. Try it. Pray for 3 hours. Okay, pray for 2 hours. Okay, pray for one. Pray for one every night. 12 to 1. Do it for 12 weeks. One of the things you will notice is that instead of God will come one day and tell you, you have done well, and you will see some results. Results is not equal, is not the same thing as reward. Are you with me? Results is not the same thing as reward. Actually, you can have results without God rewarding you yet. When you are able to execute something for God properly, the real feedback that he is pleased is the result. Because there are principles that can give you results, yet God is not pleased with your results. So the feedback of God is reward. Reward is not the same result. And when God wants to reward you for a job well done, what will you do? He will give you more. So when you pray for that 1 hour, you will say, "Hi, God, thank you. I have..." How many of you has happened to you? You did 40 days fasting. He said, "Let me even try it." And you did. When you finished 40 days, say, "Hey, thank God. We have done it finally. We have done it." And you wanted to rest. And then something is telling you, if 40 can happen, 100 can happen. How many of you has happened to you? Okay, let's say it's 3 days you did. You did 3 days. After 3 days, the voice told you, that power that helped you to do 3 can help you to do 7. That thing you didn't know is reward. God is rewarding you for doing well.
Somebody doesn't like you.
God is the one rewarding you for doing well. And consequent on new assignments from God is a new layer of grace to do it. And if fresh grace came, then rank will increase. You will now notice that before, if you pray, you will have headache. Now, if you pray after this time, because rank has increased, the person causing the headache is the one that will have headache. Some people will stop greeting. Somebody that when she has prayed well, a lady will come and hug her. And then all the lost that left many years ago will come back. She will labor, come out. And then pray. When she is through with praying to some point, the lady will come and hug her again. And she will start fighting. Until the Holy Ghost said, "Are you not seeing what is happening?" So she went and cooked herself and increased in rank. So the lady, she was waiting for the lady to come and hug. You know, now you are prepared for the hug. The lady never came back to hug. Because they know, Satan knows when you have increased in rank. He knows. There were those days, if I stand to preach, when we started Bed Banks in our tent, if I will teach and things will happen, but every day I will go back, with, I will be sick. I will be, and Satan, they will shoot me arrows. These are not the things you say openly. It's because I passed the stage. That's why I can preach it now. But those days, how dare you say it? They will shoot me. I'll be standing and I'll be going down. But a so taught me many years ago. She said that when Satan confronts you like that, never give up. Even in your dying breath, pray till you die. Whatever you are doing that made Satan to do that, he won't want you to stop. It is because that thing you are doing is actually making him to lose grip in your life. That is why he's fighting you. Just like many of you, you can even be struggling with addiction. And when you have prayed and fasted for 7 days, as you are praying and fasting, then Satan will come with heavy attack. And then you even masturbated and all that. Satan will tell you, "I have won." It's a lie. There is something you are doing that is so heavy, almost living. Imagine your cash cow, where you get money from. Every day, if you step out, you are sure of making 5,000. Suddenly, that place is about to close. What will you do? You will just stay there. You will fight with everything you have to make sure that that money that comes from that source is maintained. So Satan has looked and he saw that there is a possibility of that man coming out of that hold. So he will stick with everything he has. But the man that is intelligent, understanding the wiles of the enemy, we know that this is all he has to hold you back. If you can persist a little more, the day will dawn. As of the night, we seem as if it never happened. It's the workings of God that in the days that God has come in your life to show himself, the tears and cries will be forgotten. People will look at you and you will never look like what? You will not look like the stories you are telling. There are certain things I will tell people about my life. They won't believe it. There are things I will tell you. You won't believe it. Like I did medicine work. Greek layer to pay for my first jump. My jump. That's how I paid for my jump. Let's stop there. Somebody told me I should stop telling that kind of story. What you should be hearing about me is how God finally did it. Amen. So that is one. We have established kingdom. The next one is in Luke chapter 10 verse 25. Actually, this thing is a consistent feature in the whole of the scripture. I mean, you can take a chain reference, especially, okay, you can better use the Gospels. You know, the Gospels is, they are fundamentally not revelational. What is the Gospels? Now, wow. My God, what is the Gospels? No, the one in front of me. Now, wow. Sister, what is the Gospels? Now, wow. Let's find somebody to rescue us. There are some people, they want me to ask them. I won't ask them. Because they will spoil the show for us. I see heavy men sitting at the back. Okay, what is the Gospels? So that we move fast. Yeah. Yes, so in the scripture, which books captures the Gospels? So this is what he said. And he's 100% correct. He said that the Gospels are the books that captured the life and ministry of Jesus. And I said, we are there. He said, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and what? John. So the reason why I have to say this is that the Gospels are fundamentally, there are many things. There are, I think, three or four things. But they are not so much of, there is not so much revelation in it. Because of the regime when the story was told, the regime when the administration was on, the Holy Ghost has not yet come, and the capacity for God to communicate truth is limited. I don't want to go there. Some people will come and ask me and say, I want to know, I want to operate the way you are operating. I say, it's not. Do you know my desire? My desire is just to lay hands on you. And then we'll be equal instantly. Unfortunately, it's not possible. The things I can do, I want everybody to do it. And even more. Unfortunately, it's not possible. It's not as if God doesn't want us to do it. And even more. But it's all about capacity. Capacity to interact with realities at that frame of reference. At that layer. At that layer. So there are many things God will want to tell you and show you, but at this level you cannot interact with it. You cannot even receive it. So he will keep it for you till the day you mature. Are you with me? So this thing I'm trying to bring out here is a consistent feature, especially in the Gospel. He said, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit what? No, this time around is eternal life. So there are two principal things that is behind the mind of an average Jew. An average Jew has two principal pursuits. There are two things. And when they have entered it, it will become the ultimate dimension of the expression of their existence. That is why the promise, the prophecy, that was running in generations of men that lived in the kingdom of Israel, because it was Paul that was telling us. He said that the law was given to the Jews. Salvation is also of the Jews. The statement he's making is not a spiritual statement. He's saying that even salvation counted from the natural came from the laws of the Jews. So he said we owe them. But there is a prophecy that came. And the prophecy, it was Moses that was saying, he said, a prophet like up to me with the law sent unto you. And he began to, the whole of the Old Testament was a representation in types and shadows of the ministry of that kind of person. Huh? His official name is what? The Messiah. So that was his official name, representing the office and the ministry that he is supposed to execute. Follow me. Are you with me? Now, follow me. Follow me. The reason why I'm going like this is the lowest. We need to fly. Have you flown before? Are you not born again? Don't you speak in tongues? And you have not flown. Now, wow. Every believer has wings. Can sometimes stretch it and fly. Do you know the testimony? The Bible says, woe to them that dwell on the earth, on ground, because the devil is come with great wrath. The scripture says, you are seated with Christ Jesus. Where? So, I say you are sitting on a seat, but in the spirit, you are sitting in the heavens. It's not about where you are in the natural. It's about where you are in the spirit. So, for an average Jew, he is educated. There are two fundamental pursuits. Everything he's doing, every money, every engagement, is for the purpose of kingdom and eternal life. So many times beyond this one, many men appeared to Jesus and asked him, what shall we do to inherit eternal life? And in many instances, Jesus gave them reason. For someone, he said, go and sell what you have. For this person, he said, go and do this one. For this person, he said, go and do this one. Do you know what? All of those people that asked, Jesus never told them the real answer. The only people he told the answer was his disciples. John chapter 17 verse 3 said that this is life eternal, knowing God. That is why I told you in the morning that the life of God, the God life, is not so much for the living. It is more for the experience. Because when you go to the word know, it is gotten from the Greek word ginosko. And the word ginosko is fundamentally what happens. Are you married? You don't need this information. It's what happens between husband and wife. That is what is called ginosko. It's in tacos. It's a knowledge that is pedestaled on experience. Huh? Let me give you an example of that kind of knowledge. That is how the spirit communicates matters. That is why Jesus is saying, when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he will lead you into all truth. What does it mean? It means that there is a regime that is coming. Remember, it was Jesus that said, I have many things to tell you, but you can't bear it. It's not as if I don't want to tell you, but you can't. Even at this level, many attempts you are making to enter into something. No, those things are not taught as a result of exercising your mental capacity. They are taught by the spirit. No, maintain the other side. Don't add gymnastic, Jesus. Now, let me give you an example. Do you know that Jesus came to the point, he is so limited in his teaching that he accepted. He said, it is expedient that I go. Jesus is saying, it is better that me I go, so that another one will come. He said that his name is another comforter, and lost Kletos. So there is a characteristic, there is a a fundamental capacity that the Spirit sustained that made his teaching different, his regime different, his realm different from the one that we had before. And Jesus is not such a man that teaches to inform your head. He is teaching because there is a purpose. Now you need to know that the reason why life came, this kind of knowledge came, is that you will be informed. So the question now is, who needs knowledge comes to educate. The question now is, since it's not your head that needs this kind of education, who is being educated by this kind of knowledge? That is when you understand that even the spirit man needs education to approximate to the plane that God wants. Let me leave it. Now, just like the man Adam was created, physically he is a grown man, but in the spirit he is still a babe. Inside of him he is still a babe. The target of God is that if he is able to interact with the tree of life, he will begin to grow and mature in his spirit. That kind of education that comes as a result of interacting with life, that is what makes you to approximate in stature. The Bible says that the reason why we have the fivefold in the body of Christ is that men will be taught to the point that the saints are brought to the fullness of the stature of who? Yes, of Christ. That means there is a target that has been set before us. Follow me now. So if it is true, then Jesus' teaching in the natural has afforded those people listening to him little help. Little help. Let me give you an example. Jesus came to his Peter, James, and John. You know, he has many disciples. Then he has 12 apostles. Then he has 3. When he wants to do heavy things, he will take them and say, let's go and handle these matters. So those days, Jesus called them to the... It was time for him to be crucified. And he needs quota of supply of prayer. Because prayer is not for result sake. There is a project God is running, and he needs priesthood to run. So Jesus needed supply. It was Paul that was saying, he said, I know that I will survive this period because of your prayers and the supply of the Spirit of Christ. Are you with me? That means that there is a supply, that there is something behind the work and the agenda and purposes of God, and that is priesthood. Follow me now. So Jesus called the 3 out to go with him to the mountains to pray, so that they will supply priesthood for him. Because the Bible said when he came there, he said he was exceeding sorrowful unto death. The thing that is before him is so much. How many of you have been given assignment and God told you what to do? When you looked at it, you are wondering now, how is it even possible for somebody to do this? Talk more of a lady. How is it possible? It is there that you begin to solicit for help. Solicit for help. So Jesus solicited for help from the 3 elders amongst the apostles. Guess what happened? They came to the mountain. And they what? They slept. Meanwhile, Jesus told them, watch with me, pray with me for 1 hour. But they came to the mountain and slept. Is it that the information is wrong? Is it that the information is not correct? Jesus is trying to teach them, trying to give them information, trying to get them to function, trying to get them to do something. Yet they are not able to bear the information, because there is a regime that has to come. The capacity that these men have sustained as of that present time lacks what it takes to interact with that level of truth. So what they had was information, but there was no ability to interact. See, these men hate Jesus. I don't know about you, but I know that you will like Jesus to be your pastor now. I say you, there is no benefit for you. Okay, anyway, the resurrected Christ. But then, even if Jesus is your pastor, you can still do worse. Do you know why? The only time you heed the teachings of God is if it's coming from inside. Now, this is what happened. Jesus called them and said, watch with me for how many hours? Just 1 hour. The Bible said he came back. He said, for their eyes
was heavy with sleep.
Your master is at the greatest junction of his ministry, and you could not offer him help. All the training you have been receiving, this is when we need to practice it, and you fail. But if you get to the book of Acts chapter 6 verse 4, why not show us? Hey, Acts chapter 6 verse 4. Now, let's read together. 1, 2, ready, go. The same people that couldn't pray for 1 hour is saying that our job now is prayer. What happened? What changed? What changed between these two? Because Jesus told them to pray for 1 hour, they couldn't. But then they say our business is prayer. There were days they begged some of us to pray for 15 minutes. We could not until we encountered the Holy Ghost. Now, the question is this. There is a teaching these men received and they began to utter words like this. Let me give you an example. There were days God told you to pray for 15 minutes. You could not. You heard it. In fact, there was a woman in my church. My father saw a grave and there was a coffin inside the grave. And he told the woman, fast and pray for 3 days so that you will be saved. The woman didn't fast. My father came to another meeting, saw it, told the woman, you are about to die. The woman couldn't do anything. She couldn't fast and pray. Told her the third time, she died. I was part of the pastors that went and officiated in the burial ceremony. So just because the woman knew that death is at the door and knew what it takes for her to be saved, didn't give her what it takes to be saved. Now there is a problem. There is a serious problem. Now this is the problem. Even though men know what to do, know how to engage, know the informations about the things of God, yet the function is another matter, because the function is as a result of another teaching from another layer. That is why when Jesus began to tell, he said, the words I speak to you are what? The words I speak to you are what? So even when we teach and say many things, the real content that you need is the spirit and the life, because that is what it takes to educate the created human spirit. It is spirit to spirit, and the food, what it takes for the spirit of the regenerated man to approximate in his journey of maturity, is an administration of life. So when a man engages the life, that is the contact point between your spirit and the spirit of God, because the intent of God is that you become a house. The man is the tabernacle, the dwelling place of God. And the Bible says that he that is joined with Christ is one spirit with him. The implication is that there is a context and principle of the mingling of spirit that took place in your heart as a result of the fact that you got born again. So both the spirit of God and your spirit were mixed together. So when God wants to administrate from that point henceforth, he doesn't need to do it from outside. All the spirit needs to do is to make you feel what he's feeling. Are you getting it? So he can teach your spirit by that contact. So the same man that couldn't pray for 1 hour, you woke up one morning and you say, I feel a burden inside of my heart. Are you with me? And then you just went to the bush to expend the burden. I just have the burden. And just to expend the burden, 2 hours passed. Remember, there were days you were told mouth for mouth to pray for 15 minutes. You could not. But now, by voting, you were taught about prayer. So this is how the Spirit teaches men to pray. Not by are we telling you to pray, but to release body in it. So when the regime of the Spirit came, the Spirit taught the apostles how to pray by living persons in their heart. It was not just about telling them to pray like Jesus told them on the mount and they could not. So he left burden in their heart. And the Bible says, we will give ourselves continually to prayer. When we are there taught how to pray, burdens were left in their heart. And by the time they were through with discharging the burden, they now realize that they have been taught in prayer. So if God wants to teach you in prayer, he will begin to release burdens in your heart. As long as burdens are in the heart of a man, he will continue to pray. He will continue to pray. Take away burden from the heart of a man. Even if you slap him, he cannot pray. Even if his life depends on it, he will die.
So the Spirit came to teach him. The same thing Jesus was trying to tell them to do on the mountain. Jesus appeared. They could not do it. But when the Spirit came, he now told them to do the same thing. How? He released their body. So the same 1 hour he told them to pray, they now prayed it. How? God released body. So he said, let me just pray small and take this body away. By the time you are through with praying, you check the time. It's 1 hour. So instead of God telling you, Victor, pray for 1 hour, he will just put body in your heart. Because he knows that by the time the body has been leased out, 1 hour would have passed. So in the regime of the Spirit, we don't tell people to pray. We give them body. And by the time the body has gone, you have been taught how to pray. That's how the Spirit teaches. Are you with me? Can you say amen? Somebody write how much time I have. And bring to me so that I will know how to adjust myself. So, as we said, there are two fundamental things that an average Jew understands. Number one is what? Number two is what? It's just these guys in my front. Number one is what? Number two is what? Let's leave kingdom for now. Let's look at eternal life. Huh? Should I go into this? Are we going to survive it? Join me in the next 10 minutes. Where is my marker? Okay. So, right after me. We have a table of contrast and comparison. So the first thing we are looking at is, let's look at life and death. Amen. You don't have jota. Somebody give this man jota. Somebody give men jota. You are not a magician. No. But you have phone now. You have phone. You have this thing on your phone. A diary or whatever. Notes. Use your notes. Use your notes. Whatever. Amen. Now, for you to understand some people said that there is no need to teach about sin, death and all those things, that is sin consciousness, and yeah, they are correct. Unfortunately, you cannot just talk about life without talking about the reason why it came. So why do we need, are you with me? Why do you need this year? He told me is to be comfortable while sitting.
So we bring a less comfortable seat because we are not here to make you comfortable. Anyway, he corrected himself. He said, so that he can sit. So this is purpose defined. So there wouldn't have been any reason discussing about chairs at all if there was not a problem of sitting down. Are you getting the point now? So there was a problem of sitting down. I'm trying to start this lecture from when man fell. But actually, because that's, I've noticed that's the scope of the teaching. Actually, this teaching is something that should start before man fell. Because the fall of man is like it's like somebody moving on a journey, and then you get to Kalago, and then there is a gully. You are going to Enugu, and there is a gully there. So all of us waited, and then the governor did whatever, and then filled the gully. And then all of us on this side, we are able to cross over as a result of that redemption. Are you getting the point? Now, is it because of redemption we started journey? There is something we are trying to achieve. Have you ever thought of it? As I said in the morning, what if Adam did not sin? Does it mean God doesn't have purpose for creating? That means God is careless. If everything is hinging, just the fall of man. Then God is purposeless. Because let's say man didn't fall. There is still a genuine and consistent plan that God had in his heart. And that is what we call the eternal purposes of God. That is not where I'm going. Are you with me? Now, there is something I want you to understand. For you to know that, all you need to do is to look at the setting at Eden. How many of you have bothered to check the setting of Eden? Have you not read Genesis? You have read Genesis before. You have read Genesis, so raise your hand. Chapter 1 now. Chapter 2, chapter 3. Bamidele, chapter 4, 5. Have you not read Genesis? Why are you people not raising your hand? Because I will fire a question whether you raise your hand or not. That doesn't save you from anything. Now, if you have read Genesis, what you will find out is that there is an intentional design that we find in Eden. Because actually, Eden is a spiritual representation. In the natural, it is something captured in the spirit that God represented in the natural. Every single thing you find in Eden is a representation of the structures, facilities that if man interacted with it, he will be able to accomplish the purposes of God. First, God will be able to accomplish his purpose in man, and then accomplish his purpose through man. What did I say, Chine? God will be able to accomplish his purpose in man. And then his purpose what? Just check out a few things that is in Eden. The Bible says that there is a river at Eden that now had four tributaries. Tell me one of the names. No, don't say anything if I didn't ask you. One of the names. But we need to return to Bible study now. 12 hours. I know some of you know it, but it was Peter that said, I know you know these things, but I will not fail to keep you in remembrance of it. Because the days we have entered, do you know what is happening? What we now save us is those basics that we left. So actually, the structure of the end time move is a balance between the old and the new. Follow me. Are you with me? What is the name of one of the river? You are correct. What is the name of one of the river? Euphrates. Bamidele. What was the name of one of the rivers? Somebody have said Pison. Somebody have said Euphrates. Eh? She correct? Amara, is she correct? Huh? Is she correct? Answer now. Is she correct? Precious, is she correct? Or you are correct? Tigris. Is the meaning one? I will not ask this man of God, how are you looking at me? How will I be asking you this kind of question? This one, you did your hair like a man of God. Should I ask? I like your spirit. Pay attention. Before this program will end, don't be looking for me. When I change realm, look for me. What was the fourth one? Huh? Euphrates. No. Somebody have said Euphrates. Somebody have said Tigris. Somebody have said Pison. Is many one. Help us out now with the final one. Help us out with the final one. Huh? Kishon. Huh? Gishon. Somebody help us now. This my man, I'll be asking him all the questions so that we save all the time. Every single question I've asked him, he got it correct. So the reason why I'm saying this is that there is a river with four heads. Let's not go there, because that is a representative of the flow of the Spirit of God. The way you will understand this is when you now go to the book of Ezekiel chapter 47, you will now realize that the river flowed from the east, west, north and south. And there are representations of the things that is there. For each gate through that the river flows out, there is a meaning. There is a specific thing that gate, the river flowing through that gate, brings to the land that it comes upon. So if you go, like I think, there is one, they said that it waters the land of Havilah. And there was gold there. So if a man wants to experience that dimension of the river, he has to open himself to that gate. That's not my point. And there are intensities according to the book of Ezekiel. So if you go beyond that, follow me. I'm laying foundation. My sister, are you with me? So aside the river, what else is in the is at Eden? Aside the river, what else is at Eden? I want to ask this question. Is Eden equal to the garden? Huh? Is Eden the same thing as the garden? But you are calling it the garden of Eden. You have not been reading your Bible. Because God planted the garden east of Eden. So there is another structure in Eden called what? Called what? This man guy is now called the garden. That's another one. What other thing is at Eden? And my sister, Kai. What other thing is at Eden? You are sitting with men of God. Huh? Aside the river, aside the garden. God bless you. Don't change. Are you changing your answer? Okay, answer. Let me now answer for you. What else is at the tree of? Why are you afraid? The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Amen. So, we have found a few things that is in the garden. My target, I'm going somewhere. My target is that there is a particular tree that is called the tree of life. Are you with me? Follow me. How many of you have read the book of Let me answer somebody's question. Before you can be able to teach this what I'm teaching, you must have read your Bible many times. Sometimes, even read it as story first. Read it as story. Don't look for revelation. Just read story. So that you understand some things first. See the way I'm asking. Some of you know revelations on this matter, but you don't know the what is written around there. You know, so don't be embarrassed anyway. We are just trying to set things in order. How many of you have seen? Why not show us John chapter 15? Start from verse 1. Ai gabora hasasale leferente bino bakai. Somebody that is there, okay. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Continue. Every branch in me. So you know these things. Amen. So Jesus is trying, in this context, he's trying to represent the fact that he is like a tree. And every man that has found himself in him is like a branch from that tree. Amen. Are you with me? Why not show us 1 John? Let me be sure of the place exactly. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. Let's read together. 1, 2, ready, go. All I want to bring out from there is that this life is where? Where is this life? Where is the location of this life? Let me show you another mystery too. The same 1 John. Let me see. The same 1 John chapter 1 verse 2. These are basic teachings. And my sister, because fire will fall. The evangelist Peter comes here. That is to everywhere we scatter. They can't be normal. And so let's see if we can build something. So for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. The life Son and with the Father, in and with, are they the same thing? The life is in the Son, and it seems as if this teaching is big. Is it not true? It's not big. We are trying to explain to you, just like the guy that was speaking when I came was saying, he said, your problem is knowledge. You don't know, you don't function. You don't know, you don't function. So you can remain a babe all your life. Meanwhile, already, all you need is at your disposal. It's just that you have not been taught in it. Amen? So, the eternal life is in the Son. Kai. So, this is what is happening here. Life, death. Huh? There is a need for life because there is what? Death. Now, and in this context, this kind of life is here to bring redemption. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Amen. So you sinned. And the plan that God have to save you from the impact of that sin. Anyway, let me even write the second one. So, somebody sinned, and the impact of that sin is death. Is it not true? Have you not read your scriptures? For the wages of sin is what? And the gift of God is what? What is the gift of God? Now, that word gift there is actually referring to... Should I tell you what he's referring to? What is he referring to? If you get this one now, I'm owing you Peter. Huh? Huh? I'm owing this guy Chivita. I'm owing him. He is 100% correct. So this gift is righteousness. As if you go to the book of Romans chapter 5, it will show you all these things. The gift is righteousness. Are you with me? Are you with me? Follow me. So it is to balance this thing up. The scripture that we just quoted said that the wages of sin is what? You have been quoting it. I even used it for evangelism for many years. I don't even know what the place is saying. For the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. You are fornicating, you will die. Are you not a deeper lifer? You have used it. You need to understand that teaching. Huh? Because when we understand it, we find that that kind of this life didn't just save us from the penalty. It also saved us from the power of the same sin. There is the penalty of sin, there is the power of sin, and there is the presence of sin. All of them is dealt with by the administration of life. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. So when a man got born again, it is a proof that the penalty of sin has been paid. But there is a power of sin. For example, somebody is here and is born again, and you know, one hidden sin or another, one hidden sin. You know, there is a guy, there's a young lady that told me that she cannot resist the guy. Yes. Once the guy comes, before you know it, is fornication. There is nothing you tell her that will be able to hold her at that moment. Nothing. There is no advice. There is no counseling that can help her. When you meet something like that and you continue doing counseling, you are not... What you need is to administrate life. Huh? And I wish I have time. Why don't I have time, sir? I should have time. Maybe this is camp. There is something I need to show you. When we say the reality in the realities of the God life has at least 5 implications. The reality in the realities of the God life has, number one is that when we say the realities of the God life, we imply that it's possibly talking about the power of the God life. So there are many implications. Are you with me now? Let's even consider the power in this context. Are you with me? So somebody has been saved from the penalty of sin, but he needs to be saved from the power of sin. And the only way to save that person from the power of sin is to release the power of life. Romans chapter 8 verse 2. Show me, be very fast. Be very fast. If you are with me so far, say amen. Amen. So, the reason why life came, at least from the time that man fell, is to deal with the impact of sin and death. That is the fundamental reason. Because without dealing with it, there is no progress to be made. You are doing tear for me. May God save you. Only God can save you now. And is what I'm saying is what you are writing on a sheet of paper. It's better you stop writing. Jesus. Let me stop. I don't want to be distracted with that. You don't have daughter, you are not serious person. You are not serious. Tell anybody that I said you are not serious. You don't have daughter, you are not serious. Every prophet that encountered God came with something to write. Go and check the Bible. Have you not read your Bible? Even when Paul was speaking, he told the man that was coming, come with my apartment. This man, have you ever wondered why Paul wrote the way he wrote? It's because he's a reader too. He reads, he writes. You can't read, you can't write. You don't have jotter, you are not. God can speak in this conference and you forget. And then 5 years later, you'll be telling God, speak to me again. He will speak and we obey. Maybe we speak now. I'm willing to follow you, Jesus. I'm willing to follow anything you say. What he wants to say, he has said 5 years ago. He's in your jotter. And I need to tell you, God is not a talkative. Let me leave there. I always have a burden when I see men, they are not writing. Sometimes I will stop teaching because you are probably saying that this guy, make you just talk, make we enter into another thing where they interest us. Or let me assume that this is your first class. Were you in my other class? What are we going to do to this man? Don't we have jotter? Give them, I will pay. Because God will be speaking and there are many things. This thing I've said now and you think you know it. You don't know it. You have to write. And this is the principle. When, as you are writing, your brain, your mind is working to assimilate the same matter. Okay. Because you guys took me away. Where was I? If you don't help me back, you are in trouble now. Where was I before we came here? Okay, yeah. So, are you with me? So, we are looking at the penalty of sin and the power of sin. We are before the power of sin. So, somebody wants to be free and he's struggling. Somebody told me he's suffering from masturbation. And then he did 3 days dry fasting to break free from masturbation. The day he broke the fasting, he used masturbation to break. How many of you have broken your fasting before with tea or bread or pap and whatever? The guy broke his own with masturbation. He said, I am tired. There is no help for me in this world. The same, I thought you said fasting is working. Anywhere I go, they said it's because I've not prayed and fasted. Somebody finished night vigil like this and used my, every day he will, once he's through with night vigil, he used masturbation and do amen. Are not with me? He will do night vigil and use masturbation and do amen. Do night vigil, use masturbation and do amen. He now came and told the man of God, if this thing is not working, let's stop. Amen. What that person has not experienced is the power of the same life. Amen. Now I need to tell you that once you say life, then you are talking about organics. What do you study? Oh, glory to God. So you will do all these things for us. So this thing is talking about life. You easily understand. Have you seen somebody suffering from malaria? And they now tell you, they will give you 4 dosage to knock off that malaria. And then you took one and stopped. Have you ever done it before? You don't like drugs. And you took 1 dosage. Me, those days, I will hide the remaining under the bed so that my mother will not see it. And I stopped. The only way my mother will know that something is wrong is that after 4 days, the thing will come back again. You say, where is the remaining drugs? You hid it somewhere. That is Am I helping somebody? All this thing, this is not the way I normally teach. All this thing I'm doing is to help you so that you cannot, this thing can't leave you. Are you getting the point? The point is this, when a man, the Bible says that, well, we quoted in the book of John, so that you know that the eternal life is in you. But there is a place in the book of, I hope you are taking notice of all the scriptures we are consulting. Let's consult another one in Timothy so that I can explain this. Eh? Leave this one on the board for me. Don't change it. Eh? Because if you change it, I will leave here. Now, let's see. I have 20 more minutes. I know. First Timothy chapter 6, verse 19. Open it in your own Bible, my guy. Open it. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 19. Why not read it for us? Jahara asasa diata. Hallelujah. Read, read. I hope it's King James. Chapter 6, right? Verse 19. Read. 1 Timothy. So the key word there. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
Chukwu, the key word in this scripture is what? Lay hold on eternal life. Actually, that word lay hold is lambano. I thought you have received eternal life. What is the scripture now saying? Lay hold on what again? Are you now saying? So there are, even though the eternal life is in you, there is still work to be done. So how much you experience of the life is dependent on how you are willing to lay hold. Guess what? God also supplies you with what it takes to lay hold. That is what it means, that he is the one that is at work in you, both to will and to what? Do of his good pleasure. Imagine, it's expo now. Somebody set exam, and those days there is a teacher we had in secondary school. I shouldn't say this because people can listen to this, so let me leave it. The man will come and teach us some things, and what he's teaching us is what will come out in exam. So he's not interested in you failing. He's interested in the fact that his students pass their exams. So 1 week to exam. If you ever do exam malpractice, he will make sure it's not just that you fail, that nobody can help you to pass. But this is what he will do. 1 week or two to the exam, he will teach you every single thing he is going to set, so that if you made little effort, you will pass well. Huh? Then he comes to exam and saw what they did revision last week is what they set in exam. Is as good as expo. That is what that scripture meant by saying he is the one that is at work in you, both to what? Will and to do. Remember, the context of the scripture is the word. Say work. Where? Where is the work taking place? Focus. As a matter of fact, the whole of the teaching we are doing now is the work in us, first of all. Actually, the basis of eternal life is fundamentally the work in us, not the work through us. Because if it is true that the work in us is complete, it will not stop the work. In fact, the work through us in the context that is correct is as a result of overflow. Overflow of the work within you. Are you getting the point? So, when I come to lead prayer, have you seen people tell you, pray, 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 pray? And as they're saying, pray, 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 they just ginger you. You pray for 5 minutes and you are tired. Do you know the problem? That thing they're telling you is not as a result of the work in them. There is no life in them to support that instruction. They will tell you to fast. There is no life in them to support that what? Instruction. But I've told people, reduce fasting, stop fasting. You are fasting too much. That is even the more reason why they are fasting. All you need to do is to sit around me. Stay around me small. Stay around me small. You will notice, you will be wondering what kind of life I'm living in this earth. I know you like my suit. And the shoe, my guy. My guy is updated. And the shoe. My brother, forget that, you know. If you stay with me, the only savior sometimes is if people is staying with me, especially if they are female, then something in me will be telling me, hey, these people, let's take care of them. Let's take care of them. If it's only guys, you need to ask Ugochukwu and Justice. They are staying with me. One young man came from Uyo to come and stay with me. And when he came, first day, I just came out from the room and he greeted me, good morning, sir. I brushed my teeth, went back. The next time we saw is in the night. My mother brought food and he ate. For me, I've already concluded that 1 meal a day is enough for a young man to survive. I didn't know my guy is dying. Tomorrow morning he greeted me, good morning, sir. May you be able to decode the meaning of that kind of greeting. Me, I was lost. I told him, well done, bro, well done. I brushed my teeth, entered inside. It was on the third day. By the time I came to greet the guy, he is boiling indomie. Noodles. He is boiling noodles. The next one, first of all, he ate biscuit, then he boiled noodles. Then I understood the meaning of good morning, sir. Are you getting the point now? This kind of life we are living, there is nothing. If it's not God, I don't like this kind of life. But the reason why we are able to live it is there is a supernatural supply. To the point that people will be telling me, look at how hard your life. I'm not feeling it. Me and you do journey. You'll be frustrated. Because some people want to do journey with me. Okay, it's probably maybe people like Chuka. The reason is because we are friends. And there are things we can discuss. If you do journey with me, you'll be frustrated because I won't say anything for 20 hours. What you'll be hearing is, oh. You know, there are tongues. Is shada baba. That one is eating. Then after you drink one. Oh. This one is sweet in my way. So when you eat, you drink water. Jesus. Can't speak like that and not drink water. The thing will hang somewhere. So you need to do. Oh. Amen. So when people like us tell you, even if we tell you not to fast, something will be telling you to fast. That this man is deceiving you. Look at him. He is not eating and he is giving you food. Because your destiny is to eat. That's why they are always giving you food. And the man that is giving you food is not eating. You are not wise. You are a foolish person. Continue eating now. I said, continue eating. The man of God has said, you go to all the eateries and you say, I know all of them. Nom, 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 nom. Because eating is your destiny. I'm yet to see a man that succeeded in this life, that gave himself to food and sleep. I'm not saying kingdom. I'm saying in life at all. If you want to be successful, you have to trim down eating. Trim down on sleeping. In fact, once I see somebody that eats without restraint, I'll say, no, no, no. God can't help this one. God, I can't invest in your life if you like sleep a lot and you like food a lot. I'll still be looking at you somehow. When you start fasting, I know that God can help you. Are you getting the point now? So this is what I'm saying. The reason why we entered here is that there is a supply of life that comes as a result of the activity going on inside of you that have the capacity to make men do what you are telling them to do. Are you getting the point? So for example, have you heard me lead prayer before? Yes. Where? Where? Last year. I didn't lead prayer now. You have not heard? Okay. You were there when a young man was leading prayer today or what? Yesterday. When he was leading prayer, you don't feel like praying. Don't feel like anything. But he continued leading prayer. Continued leading prayer. Continued leading prayer. After some time, you started praying and your tongues changed from... You know, there are tongues like that. You are spraying shelters. That's why some demons have refused to leave. You are spraying shelters for them. They are doing like this. Cleaning it. That's what Archbishop Benson, that's what I read in his book, If I Be a Man of God. He said in that book that there is a dog in their house. Every day they want to go out. The woman will say, let's say the name of the dog is Jimmy. I assume that nobody is Jimmy here. Say, Jimmy, go back. Go back, Jimmy. Say after me, Jimmy, go back. And the dog will wag his tail like this and still be following you on the car. Until the woman said, Jimmy, go back. Hit the dog like this. The dog did and ran away. That's how many demons operate. I say, Raymond continues spraying chatters. There are some demons that have adjusted themselves at the energy level of your prayer. And they know your tipping point and breaking point. They know, if I can hold out, are you with me? I know. We are not saying that prayer is not working, but they can hold out for you. They know that you can't pass 15 minutes. That's what me and my brother used to do when we were small. We'll go and play football. My father, we know he must flog us. And we can't stop playing football. So there is something if I say, he's my brother. God, he had mine more than me those days, but today. So, my brother will say, highest, 12. Say after me, highest, 12. So we have built up capacity to withstand 12 strokes of cane. So it didn't stop us from going to play football. I say Satan has adjusted to your... It won't stop him from afflicting you. Because you know you can't go beyond that 20 minutes. After 20 minutes, you will be weak. If they ask you after 3 years, you say, I've been praying, oh... We have been praying, you know. That one is what you call prayer. No, after you listen to him, after some time, you will move to. After some time. After some time. Whoa. Whoa. And that's how the thing will be increasing. Until you now notice that you are no more praying to get anything done, that your heart is enlarging. Try and pray like that. One of the things you notice is that something enlarged in your heart. When you come back to another teaching session and they are teaching, you now notice that seems as if there is a little bit more room in your heart. You seem as if there is a little more patience. The Bible said that there are those that cannot endure doctrine. That means you are supposed to endure doctrine. You are supposed to stay and hear out a 6 hours teaching. It's not there, it's not there. You are with me, say amen. Amen. I have 5 more minutes. Meanwhile, I've not touched my teaching. But actually, I've helped many of you because instead of just flowing straight I have to follow many angles, many paths, but we have gotten to the same end. If this is the only thing I've gotten to get you across to you today, then I've done the work. So, the power of sin is broken by the same life. Are you with me now? The same life that took care of the penalty of sin is the same life that took care of the power of sin. It is the same life that we still take care of the presence of sin. How many of you have heard that the Holy Ghost is the power of the age to come? What does it mean? What's your name? Remind me your name. Chidema, what does it mean for you to say that the Holy Ghost is the power of the age to come? Somebody get mic for her so that our generation will hear her. Your children in the next four generations will hear you. That's the beauty about some of these recordings. Where is the mic? Don't worry, don't worry. So what does it mean? That the Holy Ghost is the power of the age to come. Okay, answer, my God. What's your name again? Odi. Oh, wow. This guy now, my guy. Let me explain to you what it means. When you do your hand like this, do you know why you are able to do your hand like this? Correct. Where is the source of that energy? How did the energy come about? How did he enter your body? It's simple now. You ate food. Have you ever fasted before? How long? What was the highest? What was the highest you fasted? A day? 6 to 6 or 6 to 9 or 6 to 12 in the night? 6 to 6. Now, wow. You need to do 3 days dry. Not to receive anything, just to test yourself. It's not. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Yeah. Okay, just step out one day, test yourself whether you will die. Just decide. I will not eat. Because some of us, we have gone beyond some level of fasting. I just wake up in the day and I'm doing some things, praying, soaking, doing cancer. Before I realize, it's 6 in the evening. And the life is going like that. So, try 3 days. You won't die. Because this teaching I'm giving you is not useful for you until you do 3 days fasting. Because when you fast, you have done 3 days dry. Have you done 3 days dry? On the second day, how do you feel? When I started it the first time, second day, I tried to stand up from the bed like this. When I stood up, I was doing like this. The whole world was turning. If you want to know what is bottomless pit, how the abyss looks like, do dry fasting and on the second day in the night, just stand up. That is when you will realize that what causes coordination is coming from your brain. And your brain has been starved of ATP. And ATP is the basic unit of energy. And there is no energy because there is no food. Do you know why I went this way? Just like, are you with me? Food supplies ATP. And ATP, the purpose of ATP is to energize your whole system. So when a man, when you did your leg like this, it is because there is energy. In fact, do you know why you can talk? It's because there is energy. I know you don't believe it. I know you think your mouth doesn't have control. It's a lie. I tell the person that I said that he can come to a point where he can talk less. Say after me, fasting. Fast. Huh? If somebody you reply, self, no energy to reply. The same person that talks with you and then you like talking with the person. Anything you say, okay, okay. You'll be talking, you say, okay, okay, you have won, you have won. That you have lost the energy to talk. Sometimes your mouth will even close like this. You are fasting, it has not closed. Continue fasting. In fact, the proof that you have fasted well is that this your mouth will close. That's how I tamed my mouth. Continue fasting. And if God have said that you will be his oracle, he will speak through you. He will have to tame your mouth first. For long, you will stop talking. And then after some season, he will now tell you to speak for him. Are you getting the point? So this is what it means for the Spirit of God to be the power of the age to come. Just like ATP. Huh? What you ate was food. But what is at work is ATP. Are you with me? So that even when you did your hand like this, it is energy. When you did like this, it's energy. Now, what we saw was somebody that is muscular. I saw those heavy men. They'd be walking like this and lifting things. My brother, it's because there is energy. So what the scripture is trying to say by that is that no matter the amount and type of work that is done in the age to come, that the energy behind it is who? That's the point is clear, right? It's not clear. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Let me explain again to you. Is it clear to you? So when you want to go to heaven, right? You will go to heaven. So when you get there, anything you see happen there is as a result of the fact that the Spirit of God energized it. So, as a matter of fact, you are supposed to test of the power of the age to come. The implication of that is that when a believer lives, his the potentials of the God life, the ultimate in this dispensation, it will amount the fact that every single thing about your life is powered by the. Huh? So when you wake up in the morning, did you eat on Monday morning? Tuesday morning. You ate Wednesday morning. Thursday morning, uncle. Okay, two times. You ate Monday morning now. When did you eat on Monday? Ah. Oh. I need good specimen. Who will I ask? Here. Like this. Okay, anybody. Did you eat Monday morning? Tuesday morning? Wednesday morning? You can't remember. Oh. Amen. Anyway, if you eat much, let me stop. People say I always talk about fasting. Fasting, is it because some people say there are people that have grace for fasting. Their fasting and prayer is meant for some people. Some of the people, they said that is because God gave me territorial ministry and all that. That's the demand. I say, you are born again, you are sentenced to certain things. Where are you from? Which town? Imo State. I said there is a culture of the people from your place. It's a culture. If you like, that's why your father fought you now. You have the right to say you are not an Igbo man. He was fighting to show you that there is not the word Igbo man is not about the Igbo. It's about the culture. So you say you are a kingdom man, you are born again, there is a culture. Are you getting the point? So, and those prayer is a culture. It's not something you do to get results. Studies, all these things, they are culture. It's not something you do to get results.
My time
is exhausted. Huh? Okay, let me this. And then I will find. Are you with me? Do you believe that as we are now, God can touch three people in our midst without keyboard? You can sit anyway without keyboard. Do you know we can be smiling and still things will be happening? Hey. Many of the miracles Jesus did, he was eating. Either he ate before he did it or he ate after. Anyway, that's not where I'm going. So let's settle this matter. The age to come will still be powered by the same life. Give me strings. Soft. Let's fly. The age to come will be powered by the same life. And the intent of God is that even in this regime, that he will test of the power of the age to come. So if it is true that a man is suffering from one limitation or another, it is a proof that you have not experienced life in that area of life. How much do you know life? The answer is life. The answer is what? The answer is what? That is the ultimate thing offered. The question you ask yourself is, what made God the kind of being that he is? What granted him the possibilities that he had? Is it all because he's a deity? He is God. It is because of this life. When he lived the life of God, then he lost every capacity to give excuse. I can't pray, is a lie. I can't fast, is a lie. I can't be holy, is a lie. The life. Actually, where we are supposed to read in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 3, it said, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. It's a proof that there is a constant. The constant, Rita, what is the constant in this scripture? The constant is law. Say after me, law. And you know what a law is. For example, let's take the law of gravity. Let me have your pen. What made this pen to fall? Let's take this pen now and go. Casey, you escaped. When you were there, if you take pen and leave it, will it fall to the ground? That means gravity is a law that does not respect white man or black man. Because possibly tomorrow a white man might listen to this thing I'm saying, and he will be saying, just because I'm in Chicago, that means I'm exempted from this kind of teaching. These guys are teaching from the dark places of Africa. I say Satan does not respect the region you are from. Just like a man that is being afflicted with cancer. Imagine somebody like Steve Jobs. How will you explain that matter? The best of medical care is at his disposal. But the answer in that realm is life. If only Steve Jobs have accepted Jesus, there might still be a help for him. So you say, my own. Man of God, you don't know my own. Leave this thing. Leave it. Leave it. I know God is helping some people. The challenge is that the scriptures that we lay hold on eternal life. That means there is a quota of life. There is a realm, an energy level, even in life. Have you noticed that the experience is God and the outburst of the God in your life now was not what it was 2 years ago? That means there is an appreciation. There is an approximation in the same life. 2 years ago, don't you have the life of God in you? So what's the difference now? Say approximation. That means when a man gives himself to that life,
You cannot tell what you can become in the next 6 months. You can become anything in God by your desire. The Bible says, through desire, a man, having separated himself, seeketh an intermediate with all wisdom. Men are separated based on their desires. How much do you want to enter into God? How much? How much? So the weaknesses that we experience is because of where we decided to stop. As long as you have life, there is no excuse. The challenges, the demons, the sin, the addiction is because we have not given them ourselves to life. He said that the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have constantly set me free, kept me above the law of sin and death. It's just like gravity. Even though gravity is there, when you enter the aeroplane, gravity should stop a aeroplane from flying. Just because gravity is there, does it stop a aeroplane from flying? I say people that they live in sin and death and sickness and in poverty and in lack, and they are involved in corruption and all manner of things, that is a proof that there is a law at work. But when you live above it, you are bringing witness to a generation that even though sin, death and corruption is there, that there is a higher law by which we function. And a man can live by it if only we can give ourselves to it. A man stops where he wants to stop. The possibilities of God were his possibilities, not just because he's sitting on a throne, but because he had a life, and that life he gave to us. And when he gave it to us, the testimony in the book of Psalms, he said, I say unto you, ye are gods, and you are the children of the Most High. But he said, you eat like men. I say men, even believers, they died like men. That was the testimony of Saul. The Bible said that Saul died on Mount Gilboa, and the scripture said he died as if he was not anointed. That means there is a way anointed men should die. Somebody carried the life and is living a life that is defeated, a life that is low, a life that is in sin. You don't know what you carry. It is not a God kind of life. It is the God life. Hi, Mama Mahasaka, Beria Sosa Hatami, Refete Bianta Kabora, Sapata Habanante Katia Rebadaha, Rembre Toka, Sapataha, Kibo. When you give yourself to that life, what you notice is that there will be an approximation. You that started before and you can't pray for 15 minutes, suddenly you pray for 30. The life is approximating. The river is growing. Suddenly you pray for 30 minutes, 1 hour. And then a city came, and they came for a 12-hour prayer meeting, and you carry it out. There were days when they said people are supposed to pray for 3 hours. When you remember it, your heart will skip. What is making you run towards the things that people run away from? There is a life has entered your soul. Sometimes you will stay, like David, you will say, I want to drink of the well that is in the garrison of the Philistine. Who will fetch water for me there? Because what you are interested in is the quenching of the thirst that is in your heart. It's not about where the water is. So we can tarry for 3 days and we seek the Lord, because that is where our resources is. If we can find him, then therein lies all our answers. Tracy, a generation waits for a witness. It is the witness of life. Men that are embodiment of God, carry God from place to place, and the effulgence of that life is zapping into every sector, zapping into every territory, zapping into every family, zapping into every sphere. My Marahas. We wait to see your face. We wait to hear your voice. By the river, we wait to see your face. We wait to hear your voice. By the river, by the river.
generation has appeared, O God. We will not have less. We will not stop until we apprehend that for which we apprehended. We will not stop. We will not. We will not. How many people here will join me in the journey? The journey to the mountains of God, where the high things of God are made available, where mortality is swallowed up of life and corruption dies in the hands of men. It withers.
We wait to see your face. We wait to hear your voice. By the river, by the river. We wait to see your face. We wait to hear your voice. By the river, by the river.
Our hearts have indicted a matter.
We are not going to stop.
The generation must feel the impact of God. The witness of God will come again, because victory is here. All the things we need has been encoded and embedded in that life. We will lay hold on it. And a season will come. The witness of God will come again through our life. And the testimony will be that this man have been with Jesus. This man have been with Jesus. This man has been with Jesus. We want to see your face. We want to hear your voice. By the river, by the river. We want. Hi, oh, mama, 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 mama. We want, to see your face.
Rahadari, Simanta, Takatar, Takapante, Takua Kataria, Satakatakapina, Tatakapo, Aprata, Patakambe, Iswata, Takaya, Tapatakataka, Tapatua, Tataka, Katia, Katakati,
I'm a
names was etched in the book of Satana. We can never forget. Our journey will never be until we reckon with the things that they have done in the name of God. It was because they found a path of life. Sister, find our path. Brother, find our path.
By the river,
something heavy will happen this weekend. And it's starting now. There is an oppression of God that will start in the next 3 minutes. The oppression of God. All over this hall, all over this auditorium. The oppression of God. What you never knew was possible in God, you begin to experience it. The life of God will burst forth with strong energy in your system. You will feel it. It will seem as if it's an energy too powerful, bursting, moving through your whole being. You will feel the impact of the energy. Strong energy.
God is doing a mighty work. Pay attention. If a lady, just take your right hand, put on your tummy. I'm looking for 3 ladies. But beyond that, God told me that there is a work of deliverance that he will do here. Where is Sister Victoria? You will be my male, female usher. You will be my male usher. Just take your right hand, put it on your tongue. Father, where are the 3 ladies? 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 From my left to my right, from my front to my back. From my left to my right, from my front to my back. So, the fire of God will be injected to those people now. At the count of 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Fire of God is injected in your system. It's working. It's working stronger. It's working. 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 It's a mighty energy. is working.
is working, is working, is working, is working, is working, is working. If we file it three people, let's stop or let's move to another team. Increase the intensity, Holy Spirit. Increase the, if you're a lady, make sure your hand is still on your belly. Increase the intensity, Holy Ghost. Increase it. Increase it. Increase it. Increase it. Increase it, increase it, increase it, increase it, increase it, increase it. I think God has found the three people and he's working on them. He's working on them. Listen to me, if you're a lady, there is a work God wants to do. And we also want the guys. Put your hands here too. There is a river of life that is inside. Meanwhile, there are... In Jesus' name. Listen, listen. Listen. What God will do is to break forth the layers and barriers of hindrances that is restricting you from experiencing layers of the life of God. Layers. 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 Not just life, abundant life. Not just life, abundant life. Not just life. Holy Spirit, I ask you to walk amongst your people. No, there is no need to park the seat. They can sit down. I ask you to walk amongst the people in the next 2 minutes. 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 Walk. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Let them break forth. We wait to see your face. I will count to ten. And they, listen, listen to me. If you can be calm as much as you can. So many of you, what will happen to you after now? It will shock you. You will literally know that there is a change. It's the key. God is finally giving you the key. I prayed for you.